Welcome along. Another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Oakland on a very hot day here in Oakland on Planet FM, down in Christchurch on Saturday night on Plains FM, and Capity Coast and Access Radio Wellington on Sunday. Welcome along to everybody listening on Planet Audio across New Zealand and other parts of the world. Hope you can stay with me for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. Now, it's weather right as we speak over there. We've got a storm called Storm Bran. Over 54,000 homes without power at the moment. More on that later on. More about Ina Borgen jail. Report on the 74 bombings in Bonin and Dublin. Ireland pulls out of Eurovision next year. Terrible attack with two people killed in Edenderry at the weekend. And obviously good news for Paul Mescal, nominated for a BAFTA award, and so much success for Ireland in swimming last week. So more news on all that and all the other news and sports news with the fixtures coming up this weekend. But up first tonight, we're going to have the Cranberries with Dreams. I want to play this song especially for Paul and Cathal Dunn from Kildare. Manute, they're visiting their daughter Shepra here in Auckland this week. So hope you're enjoying your time here in New Zealand, Paul, Paula and Cathal, and catch them up with Shepra. And I hope you like this song, The Cranberries and Dreams.
Changing every day.
Right, the Cranberries there and Dreams, right? Well, as I mentioned at the start of the program, Ireland are battening down the hatches right now tonight, Tuesday night in Ireland, with the huge storm that has caused power outages on over 54,000 homes. Not quite as bad as the storm Owen that was back in January, but forecasters are predicting that it could get worse through the night tonight. And some counties southeast, Waterford, Wexford were affected, but now the wind seems to be strong over in the west of Ireland. But hopefully it'll go away. It's kind of unseasonal weather. The weather wasn't too bad at the weekend, but lots of flights cancelled. Hopefully, I'm sure lots of people are affected with so many that flights cancelled, and there could be more people without power within the next few hours. But yeah, the ASB linesmen, as we call them over there, they've got to go out in this terrible weather and work hard to get power back to people. And of course, they have to be careful working in the weather. But yes, I'm loving it. People that were out swimming today in Clontarf, probably not a right place to be. Of course, people do go out for the bit of extra excitement and go windsurfing and everything. But some of the pictures on the Irish Times in Dublin today, so some huge spills of water. But hopefully, it won't be too much damage. Right, we'll continue on. I want to play a request for a number of vehicles that are visiting New Zealand from Ireland. And the Morinan, Hebbikim, O'Keefe and the Conway families, they're wishing a kid made to fall torture from three visitors from home from Milltown, Castle Plunkett, Castlereagh, Roscommon area. So Eileen Shelley and her partner Mike and son Owen are here for the next few weeks, and they're looking forward to spending time with all their cousins here. And of course, Paddy Morinan, John's dad, was a regular listener to Aaron Colin for many, many years until he passed away just over 4 years ago. So I thought there's only one song we can play for people from Roscommon, is it Brendan Shine? And I want to add this dedication to a man that's recovering from illness in Ireland, John Connolly. So John, this message is going out to you and your partner, Fiona. And I hope that you're feeling well. So here's Brendan Shine, and he's singing all about where the three counties meet.
Oh, how lovely to be on the shores of Lochry, on a beautiful midsummer's morning, looking over the lake as the waters to break by the hills in the county Roscommon. I left from my home in the town of Athlone on my way to the three jolly pigeons. It was near Castle Town, on the road they sat down. I looked over the beautiful Shannon. Everybody sang, Lochry, oh, Lochry, where the three counties meet, along for the Westmead and Roscommon. As I strolled round the banks by the heather and beach, there the memories I've never forgotten. Oh, sad was the day when I went far away to work amongst timber and concrete. I must name me a man for to follow life's span. I first up the dear place of my home. If God grants me grace, I'll return to that place when the sunset of life has come o'er me. Once again on these shores, like a bird my heart soars as I gaze on the beauty around me. Lochry, oh, Lochry, where the three counties meet, along for the Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round the banks by the heather and peat, where the memories have never forgotten. Lochry, oh, Lochry, where the three counties meet, along for the Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round the banks by the heather and peat, where the memories have never forgotten.
Well, I'm sure the River Shannon and Loch Ree will be a bit rough tonight, but there was Brendan Shine singing all about where the three counties meet, and I hope that the visitors from Roscommon, Eileen, Mike and Owen will enjoy their time here in New Zealand. Certainly they'll enjoy the fine weather. And John, I hope that song cheers you up listening. John, I'm pretty sure you live near now Cropery, Kiltoon, of course, St. Bridget's country. You're Connacht champions, and you're awaiting the winners, I think, of the Kilcoo Scotstowns match, which will be played this weekend. We'll meet them in the All-Ireland club semi-finals. More about that later on. See, a judge today ruling on school teacher Enoch Burke, who's back in jail. He's wondering if the Burke, Enoch and his family have something to hide over income, whether he's wondering whether this is the reason he's happy to go in and go to jail, because there's been huge fines imposed on him over breaching a court order. And yes, the judge may be asking a question as to if there's money coming from outside sources to fund all these fines. Yes, I remember the 17th of May 1974 was a few weeks before we finished my first year at school in Colossus in Glenamaddy. We were up in Castle Blakeney playing a soccer match, and news broke that evening on the way home. I think we lost the match of terrible bombings in Monaghan and Dublin. Over 34 people killed. This was at the height of the troubles in Ireland. But I see a report that was published today has said that there was no evidence of collusion between the British Armed Forces and the terrorists in Northern Ireland that planted the bombs. Of course, it was a terrible, dark period in Ireland. You know, I went to work in Dublin in early 80s, and every week there was incidents happening. And I remember for a long time in this program, we were linking up with Tom McSweeney and Jim Fahey and Charlie Collins and other people throughout the 90s. We'd be reporting on a terrible atrocity that happened. But certainly the Monaghan and Dublin bombings were a terrible event. Right, we want to move on. And this time we're going to have Say You Love Me, Sharon Shannon, Desi O'Halloran.
Oh,
Sharon Shannon, who's coming to my hometown, Kilcairn, in a week's time or 10 days' time for a concert pre-Christmas. Of course, a wonderful, gifted Irish musician. And I'm pretty sure she was here years ago. I remember her sister Mary was here for a while, another gifted musician. I remember putting on a session at the Kitty O'Brien's pub there in Victoria Park when they were here. All right, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with great support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, Eurovision has been good to Ireland. Of course, Johnny Logan, well, Dana won back in the early 70s. Then Johnny Logan won a few times. Linda Mark won. And I'm pretty sure that Charlie McGettigan win as well. But anyway, there'll be no winner from Ireland next year because Ireland have withdrawn from the Eurovision Song Contest as a result of Israel being allowed to compete again. And Israel almost won the competition this year. There was a huge controversy that they were allowed to compete as a result of the atrocities that were going on in Gaza. But the decision was made by RTE because they basically have the decision to select a song or a singer. And we haven't done too well in recent years. In fact, for many years, we failed to make the cut-off. We didn't do it this year, but we did it the previous year. And of course, some people are applauding RTE for the decision, and other people are saying this is a bad decision because who knows, there could have been another Riverdance. It could come out of the next Eurovision because at the interval in 1994, Ireland had to come up with an event to entertain people while the judges and all the different countries were getting ready to cast their votes. And that's where Gene Butler and Michael Flatley came out and did a dance, and the rest is history. All right, we want to move on, and this time it's a long, long way from Clare to here. I was walking on Takapuna Beach on Sunday afternoon, and I met a group of people, and I knew they were Irish, not because they had John Stores shopping bags with them. They had a couple of hurls, and we had a chat, and I didn't get their names, but anyway, they were supposed to email me, but we didn't hear from them yet, so I'm going to play a request for the couple from Clare and the couple from Carlow, and Carlow and Kildare. Clare, Kildare, Carlow, yeah. And we go with the Clare song for this week. So it's a long, long way from Clare to here, the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur. Yes, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. And of course, Ranic Mactel has a great version of that song as well. We are a long, long way. Well, I didn't want to start the program with some horrible news, but that's what it was at the weekend. An attack talked today by the Taoiseach as, you know, just savage, callous. In a housing estate, a constant housing estate in Eden Derry in Offaly, where a mother, a grand aunt and her sister, grandmother of a young 4-year-old boy, they were babysitting in this house on Saturday night about 7 o'clock when a number of people firebombed through an inflammable liquid in through the front window. And the house caught fire, and the young 4-year-old boy and his 60-year-old grand-aunt died in the fire, and his grandmother is fighting for her life in hospital in Dublin. This has shocked the country. People woke up on Sunday morning. Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, just said this is deplorable, and the people behind this will be brought to justice. More and more information has come out over the last few days. Of course, there's lots of theories online, but everybody believes it's related to drug dealing, and that the father of this young boy, who normally lives at the house, he wasn't there, and it was, an attempt to get to him. And I'm not sure whether the people that did step out of the house thought knew there was anybody in the house at the moment. But anyway, there's two young people dead, and Minister for Justice has come out and basically said to people in Ireland, wake up. He says, those of you that are out enjoying yourselves at the weekends and buying cocaine, which is readily available, you know, to get your high at the weekend, you're fueling events like this, because the gangs control the drug dealing in Ireland. And there was another woman jailed for two life sentences because of her involvement in the deaths of two young men from Dublin who were living in cabin over a drug debt. And she was brought to justice after over 10 years. She went and lived in South Africa for a while, but the justice does prevail at the end. But this event, following on from another similar event in Tala or in Clondalkin a few weeks ago, where a woman was sprayed with petrol and then set alight, it's just a huge wake-up call. But young boy and his 60-year-old grand-aunt are now, the families are preparing for their funerals later this week. Okay, we're going to go this time with the Cranberries and Pavarotti and a lovely song called Ave Maria.
Oh,
Dolores O'Riordan and Pavarotti there with their version of Ave Maria. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Greene Group. Good news for Minute Men. Paul Mescal, he's nominated for a Golden Globe for his supporting role as an actor in Hamlet. And this is a foretaste to maybe a nomination for an Oscar. So he has been nominated for an Oscar before, but this could be his year. And of course, he's one of four people that are currently shooting movie on the Beatles. Himself and Barry Keoghan are involved in that. So the man that started off with Normal People, I think when we're all in lockdown here in 2020, has gone from strength to strength. And he was a man that played Gaelic games for his club in Minute. So good luck to him. What else has been happening? Well, so much happening in world of sport. So when we come back, we'll go through that. In fact, we'll run through a bit of the swimming first. Irish swimmers had huge success last week in Poland at the short course games. Daniel Whiffen, he won a gold in 1500 metres, a bronze in 800 metres. And of course, he hadn't swam much since the Olympics last year because of an appendix operation. Ellen Walsh from Dublin, she got a silver in individual medley and then won gold in the butterfly. And John Short from Clarenbridge in Galway, he got a medal bronze, and Evan Bailey tied third 200 metre freestyle. So this is unbelievable success. And I see where former Irish swimmer Mark McCusker, he's the second Irish swimmer, joined these enhanced games. This is basically guys taking performance enhancing drugs to go and swim. And this is an event that's happening next year, I think, in the Middle East. But Daniel Whiffen, he's come out today and said there's no way that he'd ever consider that, and he thinks that the two Irish guys, Ryan and McCusker, are foolish to sign up for this, because basically they're putting their bodies on the line. Who knows what kind of performance enhancing substance they'll be taking to try to win these games, and these are funded by some of the wealthiest people in the world. Right, we move on with CMAT and Euro Country. CMAT made a special appearance at the Late Late Toy Show on Saturday night. More about that when we come back.
The prodigal Christian.
having a wonderful year. C-Mash, huge success, and there's another new song out this week, but she performed to a sellout crowd at the Three Arena in Dublin on Friday night, and then she whisked over to the Late Late Show RTE in Donnybrook, where the toy show was concluding, and she joined a group of young singers from a school in Dublin who were singing one of their hits, and it was an amazing event. Like, it's still, I don't know what the ratings were, but it was probably over a million people watching, and over 4 million was raised for various charities in Ireland. And there's always one or two highlights. So there was two young boys from Dublin, two best friends. One has an illness that's really not given a lot of publicity in Ireland, but they were there, and they were interviewed, and they were just great mates. And of course, one of their heroes was Roy Keane. And of course, in the middle of the show, who comes out and talks to the Roy Keane? So the boys, the eyes lit up. And it got better because one of them, they sang a song, Lewis Capaldi, the Scottish singer, who's got the same illness or the same kind of illness that this boy has. And, you know, from time to time, Lewis has to take time off, but he's touring in Australia at the moment. So he joined up in a video link, and the young boy's eyes, the two of them started crying. I'm nearly crying now talking about it. And he said he's inviting them to his show next year. But it was a really good, the Late Late Show. It was very, very popular. Lots of people watching it. I don't know, family from New Zealand were on to wish their family well. I think it could have been recorded on Takapuna Beach or over at Mission Bay. And a couple of friends of mine watching it in Ireland says, Ollie, do you know who the family were? But I don't know them. But it was great to New Zealand to get a mention and see all the different toys. It started in 1975. Gay Byrne had a small segment about the toys, and it's grown into an event, and you know, of its own now, and it's a full show every year. Right, we'll continue about shows, we'll continue on, and this time we're going with Luke Kelly of the Black Velvet Band.
We'd like to continue with a song. It's called the Black Velvet Band. It's got a chorus, which you probably know. So,
is it? Well, in a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trader was bound. Many an hour sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the Black Velvet Band. Let's hear you sing now. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay. When who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Raise the roof now! Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid and a gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very next thing that I knew was I'd landed in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. Come on! I thought her the queen of the land. Say up! And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, she says to me, young man, your case, it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years penal servitude,
eyes, they shone like diamonds. Yes, the great Luke Kelly there on the Black Velvet Band. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on a very hot Wednesday morning in Auckland. We've had unbelievable weather here in New Zealand for the last week. And it looks like it's going to continue for another while. Right, well, rugby, Ireland's draw, the World Cup draw was made last week. So Ireland are in the same group as Scotland, Portugal, and some other weak teams. So the predictions are that Ireland will come through, then they'll be, what do you call it, they'll get through to a quarter final against Argentina and get through a semi final against England, and that might be where it ends. And you know, they haven't had a lot of success against Argentina in World Cups. I know they lost in Adelaide one year, they lost in France in 1999, was it? They lost in 2007 in Wales. So Argentina, it's definitely a strong team. Of course, the All Blacks, they could have difficulties as well getting past the quarter final because of the permutation, complicated. Everything goes according to plan. They play South Africa. But that's in 27. Before that, Ireland are coming down here next year. They're playing two games in Australia, or maybe three, and one here. They're playing this new championship starts on the 4th of July in Sydney against Australia. Then they travel over here 2 weeks later to take on the All Blacks at Eden Park. I'm sure that'll be a great game. Of course, the All Blacks defend them. You know, they haven't lost a game at Eden Park since 1994. And the last time Ireland played there in 22, they got well beaten at the first game, but went on to create history in the following two games. And of course, the All Blacks open their campaign next year against France on the 4th of July down in Christchurch. On Heineken Cup rugby at the weekend, Munster had a great start of the season, but they came crashing down against Bath. They were 28-0 down at one stage, but they lost 40-14. Now they played Gloucester this weekend, and at home, Ulster, Leinster had a big win, 45-28 over Harlequins. They were playing Leicester this weekend. Rico Wani played well, he got 20 minutes. And then on the Cup Challenge Cup, Ulster had a big win over Racing 92, 61-7. They're playing Cardiff this weekend, whereas Connacht, after being leading by 21-0 at one stage, lost 21-24 to the Ospreys. And they're playing a team called Black Lion this weekend. I mean, Black Lion, and he was up in the cabin from Anna Border, but this must be a team from either Wales or France. I just didn't have a chance to look. So Connacht certainly not going that well this weekend. On the GAA front, big game coming up this weekend. My own team, Kilkerran Clonbeare, are playing Money Glass from Antrim in the All-Ireland Ladies Club final, that game at Crow Park. Our team, Kilkerran Clonbeare, aiming for five in a row, but Money Glass dethroned favourites there, Kilmacud Crokes, a few weeks ago. So they certainly won't be an easy team to beat. And last weekend, there was unbelievable games on Dangan. Beat St. Binbar's Cork. They got a free, literally, last kick of the game. And as was, the guy kicked it, it was going to be a two-pointer, and it over it went. So they've qualified for the All-Ireland Club semi-final, and they're playing Ballyboden St. Indas, who beat Athy at the weekend, beat them convincingly. And then you have St. Bridget's from Roscommon, or from Roscommon, they're the Connacht champions, await the Kilcoo Scotstrand game this weekend. And the Club Hurling finals on the 21st of December. You got Lochree against Lochneil from Derry, Ballygunner from Waterford playing St. Martin's from Wexford. And they beat Ballyhale from Kilkenny last weekend by 1 point in a unbelievable game. And finally, on sport before we go, Ireland are already talking about the World Cup next year. They have to beat the Czech Republic and possibly Denmark if they are going to go there. But if they do end up going there, they'll be in the same group as South Korea, South Africa, Mexico, and they'll be the teams they'll play. Right, we're going to move on, and this time we're going to have lads that appeared in the Late Late Show the other night, Kingfisher and Killay, one of the big hits from this year.
From the woods of Glenbower to the river to soar. From the arms of my mother to the land ever pure, all I have to remember is the pride that I felt. Round the park in Canada, where the boys never knelt, they'd go rearing and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they're called Killa, and the Lord up above Killa, la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore. For the parish to last evermore. 95 came promotion high up on the wing, and no one up to senior. What a beautiful thing. In the darkest of hours, in the depths of despair, let the killer boys roar for to rattle the air. They go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they call killer, and the Lord up above killer, la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore. For the parish to last evermore. Killa la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore. For the parish to last evermore. When my time's at an ending, when my days are no more, bury me with my hurley by the river Desaure.
Right, so time has crept up on me. That's nearly the end of the show, another edition of Ireland Calling that you've been listening to for the last hour here. And we'll keep the show on the road right through Christmas. We'll be broadcasting up program for the 24th. We'll be pre-recorded, and there'll be another program or two over about the Christmas period. And for me tonight, I just want to say thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for their support, and thank you for listening in. And we'll leave you tonight. We have enough time for Dolores Keen with a song called Teddy O'Neill. For me.
I'd die if I thought would come shoot.